Okay, guys, I can't believe this is actually happening, but this is Pete's Arrow Corner. That's right, I have my guest Justin, Justin's baby, and Alex on the show today.
I stopped recording a whole 30 seconds ago, but this is great to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and Justin's baby on the show.
Yeah. What a great special guest, because she's a huge Arrow fan.
I bet. Yeah. So she said, I love Arrow.
Yeah, we should probably introduce that if you don't regularly listen to the show, and I don't know why you're listening to this, if so, usually on the show, people bring up Arrow and we'll interrupt him.
Instead, I never get to talk about Arrow.
It's not that we're interrupting him, we just run out of time.
Oh yeah, we're always out of time.
Don't Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel
instead,
this shit.
Instead, we decided to talk about it, but have a baby that could start crying at any moment.
Yeah, exactly. And when the baby cries, Pete's Arrow Corner's over.
First off, before I get caught off here. So last episode was amazing. My favorite part was we actually got to see one of the Arrows.
Real quick, I've never seen this
show. No.
Let me just get my point out.
We got to see.
No. That is a good point. Justin's never seen
Arrow. I've never seen a single.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we can get there after this point.
But then you got to set up the context before you get to the meat.
Don't.
So it's like Robin Hood?
Guys, this is Pete's Arrow.
Here, I have a question for you. I just have a quick question for you. Let's say you're eating a sandwich, right?
Right.
What goes in a sandwich? There's some.
All right.
I was very excited because he shot a parachute arrow.
It was a parachute arrow. It was the coolest thing ever.
You don't start at the top.
Yeah, you don't just.
Don't tell me how to eat a sandwich. I've eaten many sandwiches that way.
Do you start at the top?
Yes. Sometimes I've just eaten the top. Sometimes I open up just
this
in the middle.
This is why you never get to talk about Arrow.
I've seen Pete put just mayonnaise in his mouth, eat it, then roast beef.
Not mayonnaise. Hot sauce maybe, but I don't eat mayonnaise.
You fill your mouth with hot sauce?
Yeah, I've done that.
And you want to host a show called Pete's Arrow Corner?
Yeah, I do.
You don't even know what you're doing in your life.
I demand a recount.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Yeah.
I guess that's all the time we have.
No, we've got more time. So you actually have seen all the episodes.
You were kind of blown away by this. You thought that I've never watched Arrow, but I've actually watched almost every episode of Arrow.
Am I the only real non-Arrow fan here?
Yes.
Who will stand by his words?
Because your baby loves Arrow.
Well, actually, okay, I will give you a quick rundown on what Arrow is. Very simply, he was, you know, the concept of Green Arrow, but he was lost on an island for 5 years. He was a billionaire, got some crazy arrow skills.
I think it's the end.
I think it's the end of the show. Pete, the baby's crying, so we gotta stop.
Look, it is funny. You started saying arrow things, and she was like, me.
Let me just throw this out there. What do you think of The Flash? What about Supergirl?
Wow.
Walking Dead? What about Arrow? Well, in Arrow.
Stop shaking her. You're shaking her to try to get her to cry. That is evil, you asshole.
Yeah. You might actually know this because you haven't had a baby, Pete, but they show you a whole video about shaking your baby in the hospital, and they're like, just don't shake your baby unless you try to stop somebody from talking about Arrow.
Yeah.
That's in a video?
Unless you're trying to cue a baby to do something.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. So, Arrow, he's a billionaire.
He knows who Arrow is.
You're giving backstory on something. Season 1, episode 3? How far in are we? How deep are we in this?
We're 5 years into it.
Five years?
Yeah.
We've been doing this Pete's Arrow Corner bit for 5 years?
Yes.
Quite possibly.
And you've never said a word about it on the show.
I have. Every time I try to bring it up, you guys fucking cut me off.
No, man. All right. We've been really missing out on a great amount
of commentary.
In case
people are wondering, yes, I'm swearing in front of a baby. I don't feel bad about it.
Oh, this is good. So we've shaken a baby. We've sworn in front of a baby. Still haven't exactly talked about Arrow.
Yeah, exactly. You're the one that's holding up Pete's Arrow.
No, I'm not.
You keep changing the topic.
I do not keep changing the topic.
Well, all right. Let's just stop it. Let's give Pete a chance to actually
talk
about
Arrow. Let's have
it. This is his Arrow Corner. We did this as a special show. We're not going to do the bit where we stop him from talking about Arrow and talk about it constantly.
Exactly.
How much time have we got?
you're ruining it. Okay, so anyways. Okay, I've stolen the recorder. This is Pete's Arrow Corner. All right, the parachute arrow was amazing in the last episode. I totally fucking lost my mind.
Where are you?
What, guys? No, what?
Pete,
the show's
starting.
Wait,
do you have the recorder?
Yes.
Give me that.
Get it.
All right, so Alex, I'm very curious because you never actually talked about
this. Wait, we should actually set up that we're actually going to do Pete's Arrow Corner.
Yes. Well, don't tease me if we're not going to actually do it.
We play a lot of fun games.
Stop resetting all the time.
It's not resetting.
No, we are, but you just can't jump into it without explaining it because we are going to cut this together in a certain way. So for now, go ahead.
But don't worry, I deleted all the other stuff. There's no way anyone will have heard of it.
Okay,
all
right. So this is Pete's Arrow Corner. We're actually doing this.
It's not embarrassing for you.
We have Alex. We have Justin. Justin's baby. Okay.
She has a name.
We call him Justin's baby.
No, it's first off, it's a her, and it's Madicat.
Okay, hi, Madicat. Anyways, so you've actually seen every episode of Arrow?
No. No, I haven't. I watched the first two or three episodes of season one, and I thought it was gross and terrible and hated it. And then I picked it up again in season two and really liked season two a lot.
Interesting.
Really? Have you seen season three, season four, season five?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think now?
It's all right.
Just all right?
Yeah. So here's my problem, that the constant struggle of Arrow is, should I be a killer or should I not be a killer?
That's one of the things, sure.
It's the constant struggle. That was the reason that I ditched the show in the first season, is as they brought up again this season, he had a list that he was going down like a serial killer, and they've been dealing with that pretty heavily this season, delving into, should he kill, should he not kill?
Right.
This past episode, they brought in Vigilante, who is basically the Punisher, but in a mask, being like, yeah, I'm going to kill people. You've the one that's failed this city, Oliver.
He's the one with the V on the face, right?
He has a mask. He has a V on his head, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, he has Vs. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. V for Vendetta, they say.
Right, so they're taking it head on, and for the most part, this season has, I think, been really good. There's a lightness to it that's back. There's a fun to it.
Right.
But I, just because of the way I am wired about superheroes, I find the debate over, should we kill or should we just shoot people with arrows a lot, and maybe they're close to death?
Yeah,
to
me, but they don't actually die.
Yeah. It's just not my favorite thing. That's all. It makes me feel a little uncomfortable when I'm watching it, because I feel like that's not heroes. In the same way, when I'm watching The Flash, it makes me feel very weird.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah. But in The Flash, two things happen that always weird me out, because otherwise it's a very sunny, very happy TV show, and does have true heroics and deals with what superheroes should be. One, they throw people in prison forever for no reason.
Without talking about it at all.
Ever.
They have their own prison.
Yeah, and every once in a while, they just straight up kill people. Like, last season, most episodes, they would kill the villain. Yeah. And it wasn't even the villain's fault doing it. It would be Barry like, I'm sorry, I locked you in this radioactive chamber and now you're going to explode.
Yeah,
but it's okay because you're from a different...
Don't you feel that, like...
you're not a real person.
If they don't kill people, they're going to come back and do something worse. So just get them off the playing field.
This is literally a debate for humanity.
Yes.
Well,
this is
I'm not talking
penalty.
About real life. I'm talking about comic book TV shows. It doesn't bother me that in this... TV show Arrow that he kills people or he doesn't kill
people.
That
is the difference between the comic books that you like and I like. You like Punisher, you like Wolverine, you like violent heroes who kill people and don't worry about it too much.
Right.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Wow. This is a real... Pete's Arrow Corner has been the corner we've all lived in.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like what I really like about it is this new thing this season about how Arrow... goes about his business, and he's always trying to push people out of his life, where now he has a team that he's responsible for. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a lot of growth on his part. And my hope is that maybe, if he grows enough, Felicity will see, like, oh my God, I need to be back.
Okay, so here's the thing. For those who haven't been watching the show, there's this long-standing will-they-won't-they romance between Felicity
I'm
Smoke,
a sucker for
Queen.
That.
Man, and when she moved to New York and cut her hair, it was just... It meant the biggest thing to me.
Yeah. Why won't you be with Noel? That's my big question.
Exactly.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Don't worry about it. So they finally got together last season, and then it became this mopey bum fest that Pete loved and I thought was really stupid and boring and annoying. They broke up, and that, I think, is a large part of why the season has been so great and back to basics and fun again, is we don't have... Emily Bett Riggers is funny. She's a funny actress. She plays Felicity in a funny way. She's smart, and she gets to be her own independent character versus just constantly moping over Oliver, which is boring. I hope they never get together.
Oh, don't you say that. Don't you say that, man. No, she is great for him.
I just want to throw out, we should always have a baby on these shows because I love how much you're
being
yourself.
I know, you're being so quiet.
Because
funny.
Felicity is such a bright, great character, and I think that would be great for Oliver because he's so dark and fucked up that I think the opposite...
No, they're so much better apart.
I completely disagree.
And overall, I think the team dynamic, you are right, though, that it does bring something different to Oliver and something more fun, mm-hmm. Because you have all of these disparate characters getting together. I can't believe we're getting to see Ragman on the screen.
I know, it's awesome. Great. I do love and Ragman. The guy who plays Ragman is fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, he's fun. Yeah. Wild Dog is, you know, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, but he's a great actor. I like him. He's been in a lot of stuff.
They're all good.
Biker Boys, come on, he was fantastic in Biker Boys.
In general, I like what they're doing with the season so far. I'm frustrated with the talk about should I kill or should I not kill. I feel like the show 5 seasons in should be beyond this debate. I felt like they settled it in season 2.
Are you worried about Lance at all? I mean, the drinking and stuff like that?
Nah, whatever.
Is it a soap opera?
It is very soap opera.
Lance's drinking is getting out of control.
It is, yes.
All right, now it's time for Pete's Legends of Tomorrow Corner.
I love it. It's a great show. I'm a sucker for all
these
comics.
We left 45 minutes for your Legends of Tomorrow Corner, so I guess you fill it in as well.
Yeah, right.
There's another arrow for Pete's Preacher Corner.
Yeah, well, Preacher Corner, we talked about Preacher on the show, but then we lost that show, so we never actually got to talk Preacher on the show.
Yeah, we lost that show.
Yeah, you guys lost it.
Has Preacher aired yet?
Oh, I will punch you in the face even though you're holding a baby.
All right, I think that's all the time we have on Pete's Arrow Corner.
Did you lose it when the parachute arrow happened? No. Tell me at least some geek and you didn't wasn't like, oh my god, we're finally getting to see some trick arrows.
Yeah, well, we've seen some trick arrows before. He had a boxing glove arrow.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's way more ridiculous.
Ah, parachute arrow is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, they're all ridiculous.
I pressed stop 10 minutes ago.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We did forget to mention this up top, but this is a special bonus episode that our Patreon backers get to hear first, patreon.com/comicbookclub. If you want to hear these Secret Stack episodes and other episodes like it before anybody else, please donate. You're hearing it now because we rolled it out a couple of days after everybody else. And if you're ever in New York on a Tuesday, come on by. We do a live show, 8 p.m. at the Pit Loft. Check it out. We'd love to see you there.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Good night.
Bye, Justin's baby.
Bye.